Good morning. I'm Washington Post congressional reporter Kelsey Snell, filling in for James Homan. James is on vacation this week, but I'll be here instead, keeping you up to date on the biggest stories of each day. Here's what you need to know for Thursday, August 10th. The top headline of the day has been the ongoing tension over North Korea's nuclear provocations. Top White House advisors have been split over how to handle the edgy standoff. On Tuesday, Trump set an aggressive tone, saying that North Korea would be met with fire and fury, but those improvised comments caught many of his advisors by surprise. My colleagues report that lawmakers responded to the comments with a mix of frustration and alarm. They said that his comments could be read as dangerous and inflammatory. Senior White House officials, on the other hand, responded by trying to cool the superheated rhetoric. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Trump's comments were simply the president's way of sending a strong message to North Korea. Tillerson said North Korean President Kim Jong-un doesn't respond to diplomatic language. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis offered a similarly calm and sober response. He called on North Korea to, quote, cease any consideration of actions that would lead to the end of its regime and the destruction of its people. But other Trump administration officials haven't been so calm. White House advisor Sebastian Gorka compared the situation with North Korea to the Cuban Missile Crisis. Gorka continued the tough talk in an interview on Fox and Friends, a show that happens to be one of Trump's favorites. Gorka said the U.S. is not a superpower, but a hyperpower, and directly warned North Korea not to test this White House. So what does all of this good cop, bad talk mean? The White House seems to be warning that the U.S. has a massive military capability that leaders don't want to be forced to deploy. Trump has also said that the U.S. nuclear arsenal is stronger and more powerful than ever before. It's a feat that Trump claims was the result of his own orders. But is that true? Our lead fact checker, Glenn Kessler, looked into that claim and found it was wrong enough to warrant a full four Pinocchios. There is a nuclear weapons update going on, but that effort dates back to 2015, and it was started by President Obama. The project is expected to cost $400 billion by 2024. Glenn writes that Trump's budget proposal essentially copied and pasted from the plans Obama launched. But those improvements also take time, and the nuclear arsenal revamp will take decades, not days. That's it for today. I'm Kelsey Snell, and I'll be back tomorrow with more news to keep you in the know. Until then, we'll be following all the news here and overseas at WashingtonPost.com. You can still read the full Daily 202 at WashingtonPost.com/Daily202, or you can follow me on Twitter at @Kelsey_Snell.